Support for MindShift comes from Landmark College, offering a fully online graduate-level certificate in learning differences and neurodiversity programs. Visit landmark.edu/certificate to learn more.
From KQED.
What do students really need in order to learn? And how do we get beyond test scores and into deep learning?
Points. It teaches students that all you got to do is get points. You don't actually have to learn. You just have to get points.
I wanted authentic learning for my kids, and so I asked them to be vulnerable and to trust me.
I'm Ki Sung.
And I'm Nima Gobier, coming at you with the sixth season of MindShift from KQED.
MindShift is a show where teachers, parents, and caregivers discover solutions for raising our kids in the modern era.
We'll walk you through different steps you can take to change school culture.
I know this is awkward. I've never asked you about your feelings before.
And tips for how to address big issues like race in the classroom and the teacher's lounge.
What's important here is that we don't stay in that sadness.
This conversation will not have a finality, a point at which there's no need for any more conversation.
This season, like we do every season, we'll introduce you to educators and experts creating pathways for students to flourish.
When a family calls me and says, I just want to thank you so much. My child has changed. They're not moody at home. This has really helped my child so much.
Follow MindShift wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.